On the new England football shirt. A backlash has grown with calls to scrap the kit after the manufacturer added navy, light blue and purple colouring to the symbol. Former managing director of the Football Association, Adrian Bevington, says it's a mixed picture.
Taking away the issue around the George's Cross, the actual kit is a really nice, stylish kit that seems to have won full-scale approval. So it would be a big sea change and probably a massive cost impact to recall the kit and change the design now, but it's not impossible.
A 29-year-old man, Michael Davis, has been found guilty of murdering his one-month-old son in Leicester. Ollie was discovered lifeless in his bedroom in 2017, sustaining fractures to his skull and collarbone. The US Secretary of State is in Israel for talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his war cabinet. The UN Security Council is due to vote on a US-sponsored resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza. Police are investigating alleged racist comments made by one of the Conservative Party's largest donors about former Labour MP Diane Abbott. Frank Hester has since apologised. Scientists claim they're close to identifying millions of people unknowingly spreading tuberculosis through a blood test. Researchers from the University of Southampton spotted a group of biological markers. Respiratory expert Dr. Hannah Schiff, who led the study, says a low-cost test is needed.
We found a set of blood markers that can reliably identify these patients in the blood of people who are transmitting pulmonary TB and distinguish them from healthy patients and also those with symptoms similar to TB but with another underlying lung infection.
And Aston Martin has poached the boss of luxury car rival Bentley, Adrian Hallmark, to become its next CEO. That's the latest. I'm Faye de Silver.
Thanks very much, Faye. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's looking fairly dreary outside here in Brentwood, and it's going to continue like this for the rest of the afternoon until about 4 o'clock. Then we're hoping there'll be some sunny intervals around. It's a high of 12 and a low of just 3 tonight. Tomorrow, well, it's a day with sunny intervals, but mainly showers, a high of 9 and a low of 5. Sunday, a dry day, early morning and late evening, sunny intervals, high of 12 and a low of 9. And looking forward through the rest of the week, basically lots of times of sunshine and showers.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98FM.
So good afternoon and welcome to the show today. And thanks as ever to Michelle. How she does 3 hours of brilliant broadcasting every single day, I do not know. But she'll be back with you again on Monday. So my name is Patrick and this is a show that we call 123 Friday, 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainment. And we've got a great show for you as ever today. So at about 2:30, we'll be going back to 1965 for 3 tracks from the chart for that particular week. As ever, at 1:45, we'll have the birthdays competition. Three people who've had birthdays in recent times. And we'll ask you how old you think they are. And you can email us in radio at phoenixfm.com if you want to take part. But I'm delighted to say that my guest here in the studio is Andy Smith. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Patrick.
It's great to have you with us here today, Andy. And where are you from, Andy?
Well, currently I'm from Hutton.
Absolutely. And what do you do in Hutton?
I am the rector of the Church of England parish there.
Right. And is that a busy life?
Very much so, particularly this time of year, but always, yeah.
Absolutely. And you're going to be chatting about all the things that go on there.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Looking forward to that, Andy. So that's our show this afternoon. Do keep it Phoenix, won't you?
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
And starting us off today, taking us back to 1992 and a UK number 8 that made number 1 in Canada and number 14 in the States. From the debut album Diva, this is Annie Lennox. And Walking on Broken Glass.
That I ever knew.
That's Annie Lennox walking on broken glass. Yes, the album Diva sold 1.2 million copies in the UK. I wonder if you were one of the people who bought that. Nathaniel Bowden, he's on our A-list at the moment, new up-and-coming artist, and a track by him called Diamond in the Rough.
Back home.
Nathaniel Bowden and Diamonds in the Rough.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So here's something that's happening that I'm sure you'll be interested in. On Tuesday, the 2nd of April, the wonderful Daily Bread Cafe are running their Easter afternoon tea. And that's between 2 and 4. I'm sure we're going to hear a little bit more about this in a minute. This is at St. Peter's Church, Cloughton Way in Hutton. And it's £10 for adults. It's £7 for children who are aged under 10. But booking is absolutely essential for that. And if you want to go along to that, you've got to email in. The way you do your booking is dailybread@huttonparish.com, or you phone 1-0277-262-864. So that's the Easter afternoon tea on Tuesday, the 2nd of April, between 2 and 4.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Join me, Andy Gilson, every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Woo, come on, everybody.
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes, what better way could there be to end your Friday evening than listening to Andy there with all those great tracks from those great periods of time for music. So it's 16 minutes after one here on a Friday lunchtime, and chatting here with Andy Smith. Good afternoon again, Andy.
Oh, delighted to be here, Patrick.
It's good to have you here, Andy. So the church in Hutton, all kinds of interesting things go on from there. We've already just heard about Daily Bread Cafe, so perhaps you could tell us all a little bit about that.
Yeah, of course. So when you hear the term Daily Bread Cafe, it's synonymous with St. Peter's Church in Hutton. The two are sort of the same thing, but the Daily Bread aspect of things, we run a 6-day-a-week food hub where people can come and collect food if they need to, if they're short or, having a few issues around that sort of thing. It's all freely available. That's Monday to Saturday between 10 and 12 most days, those days of the week. And then we have the Daily Bread Cafe itself, which runs Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Fridays in the mornings. And the Thursdays we have the same sort of setup, but it's for a mums and toddler group called Little Fishes. So we're very busy during the week. That's our sort of, there's one of the reasons we call it Daily Bread. That is our daily bread. That's what we get up to. But we're a very busy and active Church of England parish as well. So we have youth work and children's work. So we do that. We look after kids from 0 to 18. And we do at least two services every Sunday. And our congregation, particularly at St. Peter's in the newer church, is sort of growing and blossoming. And that's it's been a real joy.
Great. Well, that sounds really interesting. And of course, we've had Lisa in before over the years, and all of the conversations with her are all archived and all here, so people can catch up with those if they wanted to. But if somebody, say, wanted to come and get the food to be from Daily Bread, how does that work?
Just turn up.
Just turn up.
Yeah, we don't ask people to sort of prove any kind of financial status. They don't need vouchers. If they're local to Hutton, i.e. they live in a Hutton postcode, they get sort of first dibs, if you like. So they can come, from 9:30 for the first kind of hour or so of the day. And then if you live outside of the Hutton postcodes, we say after 11, you can come down and collect food. But it's fresh fruit and vegetables, frozen food, cupboard stuff, all that kind of, even toiletries and cleaning products we offer. We collect every evening from local supermarkets. I say local. We go as far as sort of Thurrock and Chelmsford as well. And,
wow, well, that's not that local to Hutton, is it?
Not at all, no. But we've got a team of about 200 volunteers.
I was going to say that.
So
that of itself is that's quite a remarkable thing, isn't it, actually? Just to be, just drop that casually. We have a team of 200 volunteers, but that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was all about what happened during COVID, really. And we were doing this sort of one afternoon, one morning a week, that kind of stuff. And very, small food collections, bread, bakery products, that sort of stuff from the Marks and Spencers in Brentwood. But then when COVID hit, we were basically set up and ready to go with a much bigger kind of operation. And people then started to volunteer because they didn't want to be stuck in their homes all the time. And so it grew from there. And we've never really looked back. It's transformed what we do as a parish church.
Well, absolutely, because the reason why I've gone for it first is in the sense, and you kind of like said too, really, that the two were synonymous with each other. So it's really become part of the identity of what the parish church does.
Yeah, I mean, every parish church will sort of tell you, I mean, you'll know this, they have a missional plan. They want to engage with their community, serve their community. Anglican churches are really well set up for that. That's what the parish system is all about. And for us in Hutton, there's a real, people know the area, there's a real mix of people. Often when you say Hutton, people might think about Hutton Mountain, the private estate.
They might.
But they also, if you know Hutton, there are, we've got people from every kind of financial demographic living in the area. And it's actually the largest parish in the Brentwood area. We've got over 20,000 people living there. So it's a real mix, and it's a wonderful place to live and serve.
Yeah, I'm sure. How long have you been there now?
It's nearly 7 years.
7 years, yeah, is it? Yeah. Not actually today, is it?
No, no. So it'll be 7 years in June.
7 years in June, yeah. Wow. So there you go. Well, that's great. Brilliant. Thank you, Andy. Okay, let's have the first of the three tracks that you've chosen for us here today. So this is Martin Joseph, and Here Come the Young, which, let me see, came out in 2019, and this is the title track from the album. So why have you chosen this for us?
Well, I've really loved Martin Joseph as a singer-songwriter for most of my, certainly my adult life, but actually I was taken to see him quite a few times in my teenage years by my parents.
Okay.
I love folk music, I love British folk music and that kind of idea of telling stories, making political points, those sort of things. And Martin, I guess, really speaks to some of the working class kind of values and sort of family values that I'm from, even though he's Welsh. My family originate from the northeast of England. But this particular track really speaks to me, because before I was a priest, I've always really been a youth worker. And I just, you know, I love working with young people. I love learning from them. And this song is all about that. It's about how they strive for things like equality and they don't struggle with the things that we older people may struggle with. So it's quite an inspiring track.
Here come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young, meant to save the day, you best get out the way. Here come the young, tired of all your fighting, tired of all these years, tired of blazing crosses, tired of narrow fear, tired of smelling hunger, and they're tired of hearing lies, and they're tired of the big divide. These tired girls and boys, here come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young, meant to save the day, best get out the way. Here come the young, tired of assassination, tired of military threat, tired of the talk of trickle down, and they're tired of crippling debt, tired of corporations, tired of broken trust, tired of being slaughtered, and then dreams that turn to rust. Here come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young, to save the day, you best get out the way. Here come the young. Rising oceans, tired of bigotry, tired of racist leaders, eroding liberty, and they're tired of a lack of shame, and they're tired of failed accord, colluders in a private game, and tired of law ignored, and they're tired of their future being taken from them now. So you better watch your back, sir, cause they're coming for you now. Here come the young, minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young, and they might just save the day, and you best get out of the way. Here come the young, here come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young, and they might come the young.
Martin Joseph, and Here Come the Young, the first of the three tracks chosen for us today by our guest Andy here in the studio. It's at 1:25, which is exactly the time that we're supposed to be doing this.
Phoenix FM travel news.
So let's have a look at what's happening in our local area around here. I can tell you that the centre of Billericay is quite busy this afternoon along the High Street and also round by Waitrose. Go down to Shenfield Station, and there's some traffic down there as well, just making things a bit slow along that area. Very busy indeed around Wilson's Corner this afternoon, and a long trail back along the Ongar Road, and then things much, much worse when you get up further up towards Kelvedon Hatch, where there's some road closures going along that area up there. That's very, very busy indeed along there. We come down to the motorway. It's not too bad at the Brook Street roundabout, but if we go to the M11 direction, it's absolutely dire, I'm afraid. A very long tailback up towards the M11 junction, and that actually is every single direction apart from coming down the M11 from the Harlow area. But every single way towards that is really incredibly busy. And then as we go further on towards Waltham Abbey and Enfield, it's just fairly solid in lots of the directions down there. If we come back down towards the bridge and the tunnel, not too bad within Essex itself, but very busy on the other side as well. Go up to the A12. Again, this is not too bad at the moment. Actually, anywhere really. Slightly building up on Hoe Green area where the junction comes in there, coming up from Battle Bridge and all of that area. But that's not too bad. Central Chelmsford as well, by its own standards, are quite easy at this time. I'll give you another travel update in an hour, and if anything major comes in, of course, I shall let you know all about it. So, Andy, we were just chatting about the young, and that song is very hopeful about young people's attitudes towards the world and trying to make it a better place.
Absolutely. I think when you talk to young people, there is a lot of despair at the moment. And we were just saying that song was released in 2019, and the world doesn't seem to have got much better since then. But I think the young people I work with and speak to, they're optimistic, they're buoyant, they're creative, they're inclusive, and they want to make their mark and make a difference in the world, and they care about big issues. They care about justice and things like that. And so, yeah, I'm optimistic. You've got to have hope, Patrick.
Absolutely, you've got to have hope. And of course, that is the age too, to be all hope and optimistic, isn't it? And it's good to hear that, because I think one of the negativities of COVID and living post COVID like that, and the way that COVID affected young people and disrupted their education, caused all kinds of issues around that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think the young paid a big price during COVID.
I think they did.
Yeah, I really do. And as much as it was difficult for a lot of people of all ages, I think you're losing a couple of years of education and having disruption to the things that you just take for granted when you're young. It was a tough pill to swallow, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what kinds of things happen for young people of this kind of age in your parish?
Yeah, we run, as I mentioned, a mums and toddler group on a Thursday called Little Fishes. So, I mean, that's open. Any parent can bring their preschool children along to that. So that's where we start. And on a Sunday morning at St. Peter's, we often have in excess of sort of 25, 30 children joining us on a Sunday morning, obviously with their parents. So we have a fully sort of staffed and equipped children's church during the service. So there's lots of activities and fun and sort of, you know, biblically based teaching, I suppose you would call it, for the children there. But we also have a couple of youth groups now. So we do a younger youth group for those in sort of school years 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
And they meet on a Sunday afternoon twice a month in St. Peter's Hall. And we've got an older group for the older teenagers. And they come round to the rectory, my house. Although that's, and they meet with me and my wife, who's also a youth worker. And she's ordained too. the parish, but the last time we actually took them out, we actually went bowling with them, and we just had a real hoot down at the Hollywood Bowl in Basildon.
So, that sounds good.
So so we it's all relational stuff. We you know, connect with them and you know, just we want to support them and encourage them in their lives, and that's what we do.
Yeah, and it's interesting, actually, you know, kind of like they're talking there about young people and the difficulties that young people had through COVID. Do you think it is quite difficult for young people growing up these days with all kinds of pressures and difficulties that are on them?
Yeah, I think when you work with young people, you can always imagine yourself at that age. You know, you've got a couple of slightly older duffers like us who've been there and done it. But I remember, you know, very clearly, I'm sure you do, being sort of 15, 16, and the things you're kind of thinking about. I think those sort of things don't go away. I think everyone's familiar with that. But I do think the challenges that young people face these days around social interaction, navigating the online world, which is at best sort of new, but at worst it's like the Wild West, I think.
Yeah.
We're still in the very early days of working out what that's actually going to do to our brains and how that they develop. But they're a lot more aware of things like neurodiversity these days as well. So in our youth group, that we've got a whole range of of kids from different areas of the autistic spectrum, you know, various sort of anxiety needs, but also just, you know, at a base level, they are young people just trying to work out where they fit in their world and maybe the difference they can make and what choices should they make around, you know, education and careers, all that sort of stuff. It's still the same.
It's still absolutely. So, the same but different, as it were.
I think there's an increased scrutiny on through things like social media, through things like internet use, and you know, and just that idea that, I mean, we're both sitting here with screens in front of us, of course, and
absolutely.
But you know, my phone alarmingly tells me that I can spend up to sort of 4 or 5 hours a day on it, and I think for younger people it's probably more. If my kids are anything to go by, anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, there's also the something I heard somebody say the other day as well, actually, that when people were sort of 20, 30, 40 years ago, you could make a mistake, kind of like, and nobody knew about it.
Right.
But if it's in an interaction session or in time with your group of your peers or whatever,
Could well be filmed, yes.
Or everybody will know about it,
yeah.
And that's obviously a difficult pressure on young people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a digital tracking and that sort of thing is a huge part of it. And you know, even when you're kind of interviewing people for jobs when they get older, you know, I think a lot of employers will look at social media to sort of see what sort of person you're presenting yourself as.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's right, isn't it? You hear that happens these days. Brilliant. Good. Okay. Well, thanks very much for that, Andy. Let's have the second of the tracks that you chose for us today. These are The Killers and Run for Cover. This is a track from the 2017 album Wonderful Wonderful, number one in the UK, USA, Australia, and top 10 in 9 more countries. So why have you chosen this one for us?
Yeah, this is pure fun, really. The other one was a bit more kind of deep and meaningful.
Okay.
It's a very energetic track. I love rock music. But later this year, my wife and I are taking both our kids. We've got a 17-year-old and a 12-year-old. And we're all going to... This is our first gig as a family.
Oh, great.
This scale. We're going to go and see them at the O2. So it's really just to be excited about going to see this wonderful band play live.
And why not?
Yeah.
The Killers and Run for Cover. And well, you won't be running for cover, but you'll be just running up to go and watch it. So remind us again when it is.
Oh, it's later this year. I think it's maybe June, July time, somewhere around there.
Okay. I expect it's all sold out now as well.
Yeah, they had to put an extra evening, I think, which is why we got the tickets. It was, I think they'd gone, and then another evening was announced.
So have you ever seen them before?
Not live, no. We've seen them at Glastonbury on the telly. But,
okay. That, yeah. Well, there you go. Great stuff. Good, good. So, Andy, busy week coming up.
You might say that.
One or two things going on.
Yeah.
So tell us all about what's happening for Easter and why it's all important.
Well, yeah, I mean, in Christian terms, obviously, this is the week in which a lot of the faith hinges, really, isn't it? And it's very easy to get busy during this time of year, as you all know, and culturally we tend to sort of put more emphasis on Christmas and things, but actually, in the Christian faith, you know, Christmas is wonderful, and that's about the incarnation and God being with us. But actually, the story of Holy Week and Easter is about the lengths God will go to show His love for us and draw us even closer. So, yeah, we start this weekend with Palm Sunday. People often miss that out, but it's a wonderful occasion. And what we do in our parish is we usually gather at 9:30 at St. Peter's Church for our weekly service, which is always Holy Communion. But on Palm Sunday, we meet 10 minutes earlier, and we go to the Hutnall Saints School, which is next door to the church, and we meet in the car park there, and we begin the service in the car park, and then we parade down the road, down Claughton Way, waving palm branches and singing.
Okay.
Which is always entertaining, I think, for the neighbours on Claughton Way, as they sort of look out their windows and
say, what is going on?
There's an army of fully robed priests, and people carrying palm leaves and things like that, but that's really good fun. And,
yeah.
The children really enjoyed doing that. And that sort of obviously reenacts the Jesus' triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem.
Sure.
So it's about... And what I really love about Holy Week is it's the one week in the year where we actually get to... It's not quite cosplay, but you get to kind of enter into the story, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, we sort of... rather than just remembering the things, we often do the things. So, for example, on Maundy Thursday, that would be what people would know as the Last Supper, which you know from famous paintings and the like, and that kind of stuff. But one of the stories from that Last Supper is that Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. And lots of churches from all traditions will have a foot washing service.
They will.
It's a really powerful service, particularly for me as the parish priest, for Reverend Lisa as the priest, who's a priest there as well. My wife Alice, who's a deacon, which is a different ordained role. But for us, we were able this year to wash the feet of our congregation, those we serve. And it's a reminder that Jesus came to serve. And that's a really important part of that. And then we have a vigil where we remember Gethsemane and the garden, where Jesus was betrayed. Good Friday, we're going to... There's a walk of witness in Shenfield, which we'll be taking part in.
Okay, so, what time is that?
So that's 9 o'clock at Hutton and Shenfield Union Church. So we'll meet there, and then we'll walk to and from that church, but in a sort of loop through Shenfield. And local Christians of all denominations and anyone else who is around is very welcome to join us. We walk, there'll be a bit of singing en route, but then there'll also be hot cross buns and tea afterwards, which is, you know, a good thing. In our own parish, later that afternoon, we'll have a service of Tenebrae, which is a wonderful, wonderful occasion. Even though it's Good Friday and quite solemn, a Tenebrae is a Latin word for shadows. And what we do is it's only an hour long, but we remember Jesus's last words on the cross. And we have a lot of short readings about Jesus's words on the cross. We remember the last hour of his life. But in between these readings, our musical director, who's just a wonderful and one of the most gifted people I've ever come across, called Adrian Thompson, he has put together just a wonderful set of music, classical music, contemporary pieces, with some singers and choir members. And it's really a service where you can just go and find some space and reflect. And that's at All Saints Church in Hutton Village, so our older church, which is nearly 700 years old. And as the service goes on, candles are extinguished, it gets darker and darker. And then it just finishes with a bell tolling 33 times.
Oh, wow.
One for each year of Jesus' life.
Very powerful.
It's very powerful, and we leave in silence. But then we're back on Easter Day with the celebration. So this year for us, that's going to involve a 7:30 a.m. service. Not quite a sunrise service. I couldn't quite bring myself to get up at sunrise, not with the clocks going forward. But 7:30 a.m. we'll gather at St. Peter's, and we're going to head down to Hutton Recreation Ground and worship there for a short while before having breakfast together.
Okay.
And then we're into the normal services. So, 9:30 at St. Peter's and 11:15 at All Saints. And then in the evening, if that's not enough church for you, because there's always enough church, you never have enough church on Easter Day, we're back at 6 o'clock, and we've got a Churches Together prayer and praise service, which is that'll have a full band, so very contemporary sort of style, where we'll just celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and
sounds brilliant.
It's pretty good.
Sounds wonderful array of different kinds of things for people to come along to.
Yeah, look, that's what we do in Hutton. We have a lot of different traditions, so we. You know, we occupy a funny space, I think, but the Anglican Church allows you to hold lots of different traditions in tension.
Sure.
So we do the very contemporary, but we do the very formal as well, and the high church stuff is we're kind of a mixture of all of those things at times.
Brilliant.
But it's really good, and we have a do, and then the following week I'll have a sleep.
I think you will probably need one.
Yeah,
brilliant. Good. And if people want to find out more information about all of this, where do they go?
Yeah, I would always direct people to our website, huttonparish.com.
Yeah.
And you'll find on there links to the Facebook page as well. We have, so you can also search for Hutton Parish on Facebook. But if you go to huttonparish.com, you'll find links to all our service times. We're actually advertising a job at the moment as well, if anyone's interested.
Yeah, I saw that, actually. Yeah, yeah, can briefly say what that is.
Yeah, it's gone live this morning. So we're looking for a new office manager. And the details are on the website. So you go to huttonparish.com/jobs. You'll find the job there. And we're hopefully that we'll have someone come and help us run the day-to-day operations in St. Peter's.
Brilliant. Good. Thank you very much. Thank you, Andy. Excellent. Good. A third of your final tracks that you've chosen for us here today. Stevie Wonder, Sir Duke. As a single, it was a number one in the USA and Canada. UK, it was a number two. Comes from the album Songs in the Key of Life, which won the Grammy Album of the Year, and in the 2020 Rolling Stone 500 Greatest Albums of All Time, it's there at number two.
Yeah.
So why have you chosen this?
Yeah, that's an interesting fact, because this is, for me, one of the best albums ever written.
Yeah.
And I think that's obviously critically acclaimed.
Absolutely.
It's a heck of a compilation of songs. The reason I've chosen it, it goes back partly to my first track about young people, but this is me getting a bit sentimental about my own kids here. But my son is very musical, my daughter is in a performing arts group, and they just produce really amazing performances. Not just them, but their friends, they go together and they play music and they act, and they do all sorts of things. And they go up to the Hermit by the Brentwood Theatre on a Friday night, and that's a wonderful youth centre, by the way. They have all sorts of things for young people to go and, if they're musical, they can just go and gig. They can do open mic stuff every Friday night, 7 o'clock, for young
Brilliant.
People. It's absolutely superb. And it's been really, particularly for my son, who's a musician, a drummer and a guitarist, he's been able to really flex his musical muscles. And And this is a track. I mean, firstly, he loves Stevie Wonder, but actually, listening to him learn how to play this sort of thing, and it's, this is not easy music. You know, it's not just straightforward rock. There's all sorts of technical things with sort of soul and funk and R&B and things in this. So it just makes me incredibly proud. But also, it's just a heck of a song, isn't it? So let's enjoy it.
The wonderful Stevie Wonder and Sir Duke. 10 minutes to two here on Friday. Slightly later than we should be, but never mind. We'll be chatting with Andy again a little bit later on after the news. But we'll be doing the birthdays competition just around the corner.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice?
All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Tune in to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
So it's that time where we have three artists and we ask you how old you think they are, and you can email us in radio@phoenixfm.com if you want to take part. Good afternoon already to Chris and Bob in Harlow, who've already been in touch saying they're ready and waiting to go, and I'm looking forward to hearing from others as well, and Andy here will be taking part. So starting off today, James Vernon Taylor, known as James Taylor, a singer, songwriter, a guitarist, 6 times Grammy Award winner, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the year 2000, one of the best-selling music artists of all time, having sold over 100 million records, achieved his breakthrough in 1970 with the single Fire and Rain, and really hit the big time with a US number one in 1971 with You've Got a Friend, written by Carole King. His greatest hits album came out as early as 1976 and was certified by selling 12 million copies in the USA alone. So we're going to go back to 1971 for that track, You've Got a Friend. Won this Grammy Award for the Best Vocal Performance, won Carole King the Grammy Award for the Best Song, a USA number one, a UK number four, and top three in Canada and Ireland. So if you think you know how old James Taylor is, it's radio@phoenixfm.com.
When you're down and trouble, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, and all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow. Keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name and you know I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall. Yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know? You got a friend when people can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name. See you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call.
That's James Taylor, first of our three artists today, and you've got a friend. And so if you think you know how old he is, you can just email us in radio@phoenixfm.com. Good to hear from Chris and Bob in Harlow, Chris in Guildford. We've also got Sean in Manchester here with us today, as well as Andy here in the studio. And if you get the answer completely correct with the age, it's 3 points. If you are the closest, it's one. The second person we've got here today, Gary Anthony James Webb, but professionally known as Gary Newman, entered the music industry as front wave of the new wave band Tubeway Army. After releasing two studio albums with them, he released his debut single album, The Pleasure Principle, in 1979, which topped the UK album charts. He sold over 10 million records with both studio albums of his own and also with Tubeway Army. Let's go back right to the beginning. 1979, Tubeway Army, Our Friends Electric, a UK number one and top 10 in Ireland, Netherlands and New Zealand. The number one in the UK for 4 weeks. So how old is Gary Newman? Very short little bit of Our Friends Electric.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.